Andre Segovia Show.
Another PSA update regarding the COVID-19 measures being taken by the state and local governments, or the local cities here in California. Thursday evening, the governor announced a safer at home initiative. So the one that people have questions about are what's essential work versus not essential work. So I'm going to be reading from the coronavirus LA frequently asked questions, because LA is the one that interests my listeners the most. Most of my listeners work from there, so do I. So to further combat the spread of the COVID-19, Mayor Eric Garcetti has issued a safer at home emergency order, ordering all residents of the city of Los Angeles to stay inside their residences and immediately limit all movement outside of their homes beyond what is absolutely necessary to take care of essential needs. So what this means is that residents are required to stay inside their homes unless they are engaged in certain essential activities. On those occasions, when you are out of your home for necessary tasks, stay at least 6 feet away from others. That's the social distancing thing. What you can do is go to the grocery store, convenience, or warehouse store. You can go to the pharmacy to pick up medications and other healthcare necessities. You can go to medical appointments, but you should check with your doctor or provider first in case for some reason they're not open or anything like that. You can go to a restaurant for takeout, or you can use delivery service or even drive-through. You can care or support a friend or family member. And you can take a walk, ride your bike, hike, jog, and be in nature for exercise. That you just got to keep 6 feet between you and others in the community. You can walk your pets and take them to the veterinarian if necessary. You can help someone get necessary supplies. You cannot go to work unless you are providing essential services defined by this order. You can visit friends and family. You cannot visit friends and family if there is no urgent need. You must maintain 6 feet of distance from others when you go out. You can visit loved ones. You cannot visit loved ones in the hospital, nursing homes, skilled nursing homes, or other residential care facilities. So the question has been, what is considered essential activities and what businesses will stay open? So this is a list. City and government services say police stations, fire stations, jails, courts, garbage, sanitation, public transportation, water, power, and gas utilities, power works, construction, including construction of housing, airports, and port operations. Now, just to clarify, it says that the city, county government services will remain open, but for some reason, the courts of Los Angeles have not been open. So I'm a little confused by that, because that does affect me and my business. We have had delays in escrows and reimbursements because of that. So I'm just letting you know that even though it says some will remain open, that has not exactly been the case. Other essential activities or businesses include gas service stations, auto supply, auto repair, bicycle repair shops and related facilities, healthcare operations, including but not limited to hospital, clinics, dentists, pharmacies, etc., etc. Food providers include restaurants offering takeout. Dine-in is closed. So delivery and drive-through is still available. Grocery stores are open. Water retailers, certified farmers markets, farm and produce stands, supermarkets, convenience stores, warehouse stores, food banks, convenience stores, pet supply, and again, takeout restaurants. Food cultivation, such as farming, livestock, and fishing, or organizations and businesses that provide food, shelter, and social services are still open. Gas service stations are relating to auto supply, like mobile auto repair operations, auto repair shops. This looks like to be like a duplicate on their site. Hardware and building supply stores and nurseries are allowed to remain open. So that means that your local Home Depot and Ace Hardware store should be open, because plumbers and electricians, exterminators are still allowed to work, including handyman services, funeral home workers and morticians, moving services, HVAC installers, carpenters, landscapers, property managers, private security personnel. Now, just to be a little more clear on this, I actually received, before recording this, notifications from certain suppliers of cabinetry that are actually closing their doors to comply with the mandate. So I don't know what is permitted and what isn't for carpenters. I believe they're on a case-by-case basis, but the more I've checked with the suppliers, the more information I'm getting that all of them will be closing over this weekend. So just be on the lookout for that. Things that are should be allowed to remain open, continuing on: banks, credit unions, financial institutions, and insurance companies, businesses providing mailing and shipping services, including post office boxes, laundromat services, yes, newspaper and other media services like magazines, television, and radio, podcasts. This was a little confusing. It says educational institutions, including public and private private K-12 colleges and universities for purposes of facilitating distance learning or performing essential functions, provided that social distancing of 6 feet per person is maintained to the greatest extent possible. What it means that there are some schools that do remain open so long as they either do online courses or they're able to guarantee that they'll be able to comply with people being at least 6 feet away from each other, so that as mandated by the social distancing requirement. Individuals or businesses that ship or deliver groceries, food, beverages, etc. They say airlines, but a lot of airlines are canceling their flights anyway. Taxis and ride sharing should be remain open. Home-based care for disabled persons, seniors, adults, or children. Yes, residential facilities and shelters for disabled persons, seniors, adults, and children. Professional services such as legal, payroll, or accounting services when necessary to assist in compliance with legally mandated activities. Hotels, motels, shared rental units, and similar facilities. Military defense contractors and child care facilities providing services that enable employees exempt in this order to work as permitted under restrictions obtained in the order. The big question is, for how long? The order went into effect midnight starting at 11:59 p.m. Thursday, March 19, 2020, for a 24-hour period following the effective date above. Employee and businesses and business owners will be allowed to access the workplace to gather belongings so long as social distancing requirements are followed. Such workplaces shall remain closed to the public in accordance with the order. The order is currently set to expire April 19, 2020. The duration can either be shortened or extended by the mayor. This obviously will be taken on into consideration and evaluation. So I try to make as thorough as possible a list here for essential workers. I'm going to leave a link to this, the show notes accompanying this episode, at www.theandressigover.com. You can find the information for resources there. LA, Orange County has a similar mandate. The state lays the groundwork, but each county can or a city can also impose something stricter or more specific. So just the FYI, because a case-by-case basis, LA is considered a coronavirus disaster area compared to Orange County, which is not. So that's just keep it in mind that some places have different levels of strictness applied to them. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Dressing Over Show, or PSA episode. Stay tuned to the program for more updates as they come along.